A Play's Inward Sound. That's the essay, again, at 10:45 tomorrow night here on Radio 3. Now, you may have thought that the modern Olympics were the brainchild of Baron Pierre de Coubertin alone and put into action in Greece in 1896. But in our Sunday feature next weekend, we discover that they go back to the real rebirth of the Olympic idea, the games held by Captain Robert Dover on the hill above Chipping Campden 400 years ago. The Sunday feature, Sunday evening at 7:45. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 11 o'clock now. Time for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Peter Broderick and Nils Frahm, working under the name Olive Ray, and a song called You Don't Love. Welcome to Late Junction. Hard to believe this man's been a drummer in hardcore metal bands over the years. This is Iceland's Ólafur Arnalds and a serene track called August. Thank you.
da. Vedre ruti vedre mici niebe dai. Kazi voju tazi voju pazi vai. Arcis menu vetis pinu labinai. Druvas kina nos komu se niebe dai. Kazi voju tazi voju pazi vai. Artis menu vetis penu labinai, druvas kina nos komu si nebe dai. Kazi voju tazi voju pazi vai. Vedre ruti vedre meci niebe dai.
Joins and a piece called The Running Board from his latest album Congo, and that's following on from the voice of Barbara Kratochvilova, who is one half of the husband and wife duo Dvar. They're a Czech duo. They describe their music as the folklore of non-existent nations, which they mainly sing in completely made-up languages. Their album is called Phonok. Now, before hearing a tune from the Newcastle-based duo of Kath and Phil Tyler, this is Orbert Nontambo Zake, who's a great guitarist of the Maskanda Zulu tradition of South Africa, recorded in the mid-1960s and singing a song here that warns of the perils of alcohol. That's another from the album that got everybody talking last year, the track called Son David, which you'll find on the album Ragged Kingdom. That's the voice of June Tabor with Oyster Band. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. That's great, isn't it? The group Fribo, who are musicians from Norway and Scotland, with Anna Sofia Lingervaldal playing the seljeflute, which is a Norwegian flute with no holes, and it's traditionally whittled from green willow. You'll find that track on their album called Hap. Here's a traditional song from Galicia, Xente da Festa, as sung by Uxía to those gorgeous rippling tambourines.
Por ese que entró no baile, por ese que entró agora, por ese que entró no baile, cantaré a noite toda. Baila si, baila si, ay morena. Baila que non hai ponin area, non hai ponin area nin nada. Baila si miña nena dourada. Si o mar tivera barandas, ia te ver o Brasile. Mas como o mar non as ten, meu amor, por onde iré? Baila si, baila si, ei morena. Baila que non hai ponin area, non hai ponin area nin nada. Baila si, miña nena dourada. Voada la despedida, por riba dun pa de xesta. E aquí está boa xente, e aquí está xente da festa. Baila si, baila si, ai morena. Baila que non hai ponin area, non hai ponin area nin nada. Baila si, miña nena dourada. Baila si, baila si, ai morena. Baila que non hai ponin area, non hai ponin area nin nada. Baila si, miña nena dourada.
Bildos dantzaria naiz egiten dut oskautatuen etxean den zakur berdeska. Bildos dantzaria naiz egiten dut oskautatuen etxean den zakur berdeska. Lotu nazazu edo joango naiz iesi etzaitu behar bainan. Enazazu utzi lotu nazazu edo joango naiz iesi etzaitu behar bainan. Enazazu utzi. Indio jarraina, banaiz ni kantuan, arratoia bezala beti izkutuan. Indio jarraina, banaiz ni kantuan, arratoia bezala beti izkutuan. Nireako horreak, lanak besteenak, xe izkuntza dakizkit, erdi pur direnak. Nireako horreak, lanak besteenak, xe izkuntza dakizkit, erdi pur direnak. Sartaldeko printzen naiz zerbitziarekin mila opari ditut zertako ez jakin. Sartaldeko printzen naiz zerbitziarekin mila opari ditut
zertako ez jakin arrazoi txukun eigor. Noa galbidean behintzat azkarrena naiz tontoen artean arrazoi txukun eigor. Noa galbidean behintzat azkarrena naiz tontoen artean. La 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 la
I do love the sound of those pipes, or I was just wondering if that was an instrument actually more like the bombard than the pipes. Three people in this group, and not one of them plays an instrument that I actually recognise the name of, except perhaps the chalipata. They're instruments from the Basque country and as played by the group Calacan. Now, this surely is the sound of the pipes, although the players here are actually listed as three clarinetists. I'm pretty sure, though, the first sound we hear is the zambogna pipes, or the piva of Italy. You hear the clarinets joining in a bit later on, but this is a traditional tarantella, and it's called Salita al Monte Vergine.
Thank you.
Matt Dariau, Patrick Novara and Ishmael Luminovsky with some unnamed pipers enjoying the tarantella called Salita al Monte Vergine. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is the music of Corsica. It's a vocal form called versu mozu, which is the most common in the island. And in this song, a lover is reproaching his mistress for forgetting him.
Oh,
The Adagio from Beethoven's Piano Sonata, Opus 110, expressively played by David Wilde. Before that, you heard the vocal music of Corsica, a traditional versu mozu, followed by the more refined sounds of possibly the island's best-known group, Arfiletta, and that was the Dies Irae from the Requiem pour deux regards by Jean-Claude Acquaviva. Well, another island with haunting music is Crete. I make no secret of my love for the sound of the Cretan lyre, as played here by Kelly Thomas, and a piece of hers called Euchtas, which is named after a mountain on the island that has the shape of a man lying down. You can clearly see the profile of his face in the contours of the hill. And according to legend, the man is Zeus, who's said to have died there. So we'll hear that after another song from the duo Olive Ray, who we heard from first tonight. Their album is called Wonders, and this is the cryptically entitled The Book She Wrote and In the Time.
Oh,
Yuchtas by Kelly Toma, and you'll find that on her album Anamchara. You're listening to Late Junction, and here's a song from Ireland that combines two stories on a similar theme. One was written by two elderly women from Connemara who were very proud of their grandsons as they were great sailors and they always managed to bring their boats safely back to shore. And the other story is taken from a legend in which a woman is saved from being thrown into prison by a lover who plays a golden harp and casts a spell on the water sprite who's taking her across the water.
Här är du ner sillen i vinning. Men jag gräter mig av mitt gulle hår som råten i gallar och här är du ner sillen i vinning. Sista ni når det hjem i et i så blev mitt i er det du ned sille mi vinne
Snakk fra du hvem kjer deg Snakk fra du hvem kjer deg Snakk fra du hvem kjer deg med kallokin fjord Snakk fra du hvem kjer deg Sni ekke med mlenes kjole Shirem a chalukin fion Eng bon krok no kvile Eng bon krok no kvile Eng bon krok no kvile Shash trekens no bad Eng bon krok no kvile Eng bon krok no kvile Gushu de shir grinus Ta bratuk no kram
Hesten han snova i røvvil sam Hun magil ur drog Og vått stri i strøm Valleman slo på si harpe så hardt og dagne fer fuglen i skogen satt.
Eg tånsker dem året, eg tånsker dem året, eg tånsker dem året, ta sin moni. Eg tånsker dem året, eg tånsker dem året, gus rak alle kjann, akkos han kjiller.
Han slo sine runir i breie bor. Så strømmen vendet i fjord, er det runir sille mi vinning. Valdemann spåne sine runde streng, han manna deg i mye råd valde seng. Sille mi vinne
Åh, kåler din galte Alle kjenslagan var nok Ska våken gallak Med halokin fjön Ponto a magis Ponto a jasen Hei gjellelen Alleg med halokin fjön
Så rone han frem deg siste nenni. Å, Magnil, var den tjent av deg, er det du ned sille mi vinne.
Snakk fra du hvem kjer deg, snakk fra du hvem kjer deg.
Nach fader wem shire ma khale kin fyon nach fader wem shire ni ek me mienes ga shale di shire ma khale kin fyon is yodli 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 say mo li yodli 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 yodli
machalachin fiun. Es yurli yadli yurli yadli yurli yadli saimuli. Yurli yadli yurli yadli yurli yam machalachin fiun.
Lorcan MacMahuna with Fila Haclatha from his album Northern Lights. You'll find details of that on the playlist. Just go to the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3, and follow the links to the Late Junction page. This is the Glaswegian singer Gordiana McCulloch, recorded by Topic Records in 1965, singing the Dowie Dens of Yarrow, in which nine men decide to fight for the affections of a woman.
There was a lady in the north, I ne'er a fun nor marrow. She was courted by nine gentlemen, and a ploughboy lad frae Yarrow. These nine sat drinking at the wine, sat drinking wine in Yarrow, and they made a vow among them to fecht with him on Yarrow. She's washed his face and she's combed his hair, as if she's done a furrow, and she's made him like a knight's brecht to fecht for her on Yarrow. As he gaed up yon high, high hill, down by the homes of Yarrow, it was there he spied nine armed men come to fecht wi' him on Yarrow. Oh, three he slew and three they flew, and three he wounded sadly, till our brother John come and beyond, and he murdered him maist foully. Oh, feather dear, I hae dreamed a dream o' dool and sorrow, for I dreamed I was pooing heather bells on the Dowie Den. Oh, doctor dear, I read your dream. I doubt it will bring sorrow, for your ain true love lies pale and wan on the Dowie Dens o' Yarrow. As she gaed up yon high, high hill, down by the homes of Yarrow, it was there she spied a rain true love lying pale and wan on Yarrow. Her hair had been three quarters long, the colour it was yellow. She wrapped it round his middle sae small, and she bore him doon to Yarrow. Oh, feather dear, ye seven sons, ye may wed them a' the morrow, but the fairest flower among them a' was the ploughboy lad frae Yarrow.
The glorious bansuri flute playing of Henri Tournier, a piece called Rudra Lalit, which he recorded for Bijan Shemirani's album Eos. Well, music in a moment by the medieval poet and composer Jehan de Lescarel, who was a predecessor of Guillaume de Machaut. And this is a dreamy song that talks about the pain and suffering brought on by true love. But just before that, this is music by Slaga, which is an old Norse word meaning tune or melody. And this particular one is called Solaris.
Thank you.
Marc Mouillon with Viva Bianca Luna Biffy in a love song from 14th century France by Jehan de Lescarel. Do have a look at the playlist on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website if you like the details of that or indeed anything else that you've heard tonight. Or, of course, you can also listen to the programme again there too for the next 7 days. We've got a classic from Shirley Collins after the lutenist Nigel North plays the music of Sylvius Leopold Weiss.
I met a young lady making the most came from sweet England with mother and dad. We thought in America all might be had of gold and silver and riches galore, and never need hunger in poverty more. But alas for sweet England, my father is dead, and mother can earn but a little for bread. And I weep as I gaze o'er the far distant main for a fine ship to take me to England again. I've an aunt in the country, she lives all alone. She'd welcome and love me as I were her own. I'd nurse her in sickness and tend her in pain, and thank God I was back in sweet England again. And it's so to be back in sweet England again.
Shirley Collins and the song Sweet England. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Do join me for Late Junction at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And I'll leave you now with the group 422 and a tune they call The Letter That Never Came. Good night.